Nolte, Martha's Vineyard Home Proves Obama Knows Global Warming's a Hoax. By John Nolte on August 24, 2019. Barack and Michelle Obama are proving with the purchase of the $15 million home on Martha's Vineyard that they know global warming is a hoax. Do you want to know the very last thing a true believer in global warming would ever do? Move to an island and invest $15 million in a home with a, no joke, ocean view. But according to various news reports, Barry and Michelle are doing exactly that, and I do mean exactly that. Here's a photo of the estate, all 7,000 square feet of the mansion and the surrounding property. You see all that blue stuff off to the right? That's the Atlantic Ocean, y'all. Now, some might see an awful lot of hypocrisy in a global warming believer like Obama purchasing a massive estate that will create an equally massive carbon footprint. Fair enough. But that only proves Barry's a hypocrite, not that he's a global warming denier. Investing some $15 million to live on an island home that sits right on the Atlantic Ocean? Do you want to know what this is? That is not just the actions of a hypocrite. What we have here is a full-blown global warming denier. A climate denier, someone who is so sure the sea levels will never rise. He's backing up that certainty with $15 million. Hey, who said this? No nation, however large or small, wealthy or poor, can escape the impact of climate change. Rising sea levels threaten every coastline. More powerful storms and floods threaten every continent. Barry said that about 10 years before he spent $15 million for a home on the coastline. Hey, who said this? The science is beyond dispute and the facts are clear. Sea levels are rising. Coastlines are shrinking. Barry said that about 10 years before he spent $15 million for a home on the coastline. Hey, who said this? We'll continue to see rising oceans, longer, hotter heat waves, dangerous droughts and floods. Barry said that about 7 years before he spent $15 million for a home on the ocean. The Obamas are literally investing $15 million in the fact that global warming is a hoax. What's more, he is only 58 years old. He's got at least another 25 to 30 years. Regardless of his age, if global warming were real, this would be a terrible investment under any circumstance. As this dumb 12-year deadline counts down, it should be property along the coastlines that lose the most value. While inland property rates skyrocket due to overcrowding by leftists fleeing to safety. Right? But leftists are not leaving the coast, and the value of coastline property continues to rise. Maybe they would rather drown, rather lose everything than live among us deplorables. But there are plenty of blue cities in flyover country. Why don't these bigots move there? Because they know it's all bullshit. And Obama knows it's bullshit. And the media surely know it's bullshit because the media are doing the exact same thing Obama's doing. While far-left CNN dehumanizes anyone who doesn't believe in global warming, the fake news network is moving its primary base of operations from inland Atlanta to right on. Again, no joke, the water in Manhattan, the very same Manhattan the media said would be underwater already. If Barry and Michelle Obama don't believe in global warming, why should I? Why should anyone? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.